The Prague City Court has made a ruling that could set a precedent in restitution battles. It has become the first court in the country to order compensation for confiscated property to come from the property's latest owner and not from the state. Dita Asiedu reports.
The Kohinoor factory in Prague is one of the country's biggest producers of snaps, pins and other metal fittings. The company was founded in 1902 by the brothers Jindřich and Siegmund Valdes. By the end of the Second World War, it employed some 500 people and was thriving, only to be nationalized in October 1945 under the Beneš decrees, less than 3 years before the communists took power. Until the communist regime fell, the factory stayed in state hands and was sold into private ownership for 188 million crowns at the end of 1993. Since then, the heirs of the Valdes brothers have been waging court battles to get back the property that was taken away from their forefathers. After 5 unsuccessful verdicts, the Prague City Court has now ruled in their favor. Half the company estate, as well as 19 valuable paintings, are to be returned to them. Among the art, a painting of a woman with a press button in her left eye, made by famous Czech painter František Kupka. Used as a model for the company logo, it is said to be the most famous Czech portrait of a girl ever painted. The Kohinoor Board of Directors is outraged, saying that the factory was pulled out of debt and has enjoyed massive investment in recent years. The company's lawyers claim the verdict contests the constitution, as with few exceptions, restitution claims only pertain to property taken away by the communist regime after 1948. General Director Pavel Bohuminski.
Tam bylo něco takovém slova smyslu, že sice...
The court's reasoning was that even though the factory was nationalized in 1945, the Valdes family was never compensated, and so the nationalization process was not valid. But the family did receive compensation. It was on January 29, 1982, as part of a bilateral agreement between Prague and Washington. That's because the Valdes family lived in the United States at the time. But the court did not take that into consideration.
So should other private owners of companies that were nationalized in 1945 start worrying? Pavel Bohuminski is optimistic. He says unlike the other 5 preceding courts, the Prague City Court made its ruling without knowing the facts.
Ta organizace byla privatizována státem, zakladatel byl stát.
The organization was privatized by the state under the coupon privatization process. This means that there were some 12,000 shareholders. Today there are 4,000 who could all lose their assets. But what the court seems to have forgotten is that there is a specific law from 1994 that regulates the transfer of ownership from the state to private hands after October 1991. This law is still in place and clearly states that in a case like ours there are no rights to restitution.
According to Mr. Bohuminski, the company will appeal with the Supreme Court. If that should fail, the Kohinoor shareholders, all 4,000 of them, will demand compensation from the Czech government, with the reasoning that the state had sold it stolen property in 1993.